Today's daf is Tainis Daf Yud Aleph, and we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Priya. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema, for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Maharim ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyahu Zeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Fred, Menachem Mendel ben Rochel Mendel, Gittel bas Chaya, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roiza, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Rivka bas Esther, Sara Shengtzel bas Yittel, Eliyov ben Silla, Sara Leah bas Esther Rivka, Hena Pero bas Yechevid, Rafal Kas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rochel. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Priya. Rav Yehuda said, in the name of Rav Priya, Am Halich Baderech, if somebody's traveling, Al Yoichal Yoiser Mishnei Ra'ovoin. Even if he has food, but he shouldn't eat too much. In fact, he should act as if it's a hunger. How much would you eat if it was a hunger? You'd be sensitive to budget your food. That's what you should do when you're traveling. My time. What's the reason? It says the Gemara, Hocha Targimu, in Bavel, they explain, Mishumayana, because when a person travels, it can have an impact on his physical being, specifically his stomach. As a result, if you're going to eat too much while you're traveling, you could end up not being well. So the reason is more for medical reasons. It's because the tiltul haderech has an impact on the digestive system. As a result, eat light when you travel. B'marav Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they had a different shot. They said, Mishum Mazayni, you're traveling. You don't have access to food in the same way you would if you were at home. As a result, just be smart about it. Either way, it's practical advice. Is it more medical advice or is it more practice, you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. Says the Gemara, my benayu, what's the nafgamina? So the Gemara says two nafgaminas. Iki benayu, one nafgamina is the yasef arba. What if somebody's traveling, but he's on a boat? If the issue is mezoini, where is he going to get food? So if you're on a boat, you're out at sea, you have that same issue. If, however, the problem is the tiltul haderech that you're traveling, if you're on a boat, you're sitting in a car, you're stationary. As a result, if you want to eat, you could. So really, it depends on what the reason is. Inami, another nafkamina would be the ka'azal me avna la'avna, where somebody's traveling, however, he's traveling from one supermarket to another, meaning he's traveling from one place with his food to another place with his food. So if the issue is you're traveling, you're traveling. If the issue is mezayini over here, that's not going to be a problem. Zok de gemara, rapapa, kol parsa u parsal, achel chada rifta. Rapapa, when he would travel, so literally every single parsa, he would eat an entire loaf of bread. So to eat an entire loaf of bread, every parsa, that's a lot of food. So why did Rav Papa do that? L'chura, didn't we just say, HaMahalich Baderech, Al Yoich, Al Yoise, Mishnei Ra'avain? So the Gemara says, Kasava Mishum Mayon. Rav Papa held that the reason you're not supposed to eat so much is because of your digestive system. And Rav Papa himself wasn't concerned about that. Rashi says, this is based on what the Gemara says in the beginning of Perek HaSeicher HaSapayalim. But the Metziah Daf Peidal Ramad Aleph, that Rav Papa was a Balbasar, Rav Papa was physically stronger, and as a result, he wasn't concerned that this was going to affect him. Incidentally, there's also a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Pesachim, where the Gemara talks about how Rav Papa would eat more than what regular people ate. This is all me'inyan le'inyan ba'isah ha'inyan. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. So the first Gemara was Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chia. You don't see that every day. It's usually when Rav Yehuda, the great Amora, is saying over our Memor and Jas, he's saying it in the name of Rav or Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav, and then after Rav was Nifter, he became a Talmud of Shmuel. So he learned by Rav and Shmuel. That's why throughout Jas, Om Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Om Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. The daf began Om Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chia. Rav Chia was Rav's uncle, from Beida Zaten. But Rav Chia was Rav's uncle, and that's a little bit of a double take. But now we return to our regular program, which is Om Rav Yehuda, if somebody makes himself hungry during hunger years, meaning there's a hunger, this person, this individual happens to have food, but he's marav atzmai. He goes out of his way to be noisa ba'oil with everything that's going on around him. Nitzel mi misa mishuna, he's going to be safe from misa mishuna. How do you know that? Shenemar, it's a pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk says, b'ra'av patcha mimaves u'bimulchama midei charev. Now, the Gemara has an interesting question. The Gemara's question is, me'ra'av mi'boyolei. Why does it say b'ra'av? It should have said me'ra'av. The Gemara understood that what the pasuk is saying is that you're going to be saved from the hunger. So, Birav Elohachi Kamar, Beschar Shemar Abbas, Mishnei Rabban, if a person makes himself hungry during a hunger, needs some Misa Meshun, he's going to be saved from a Misa Meshun. Amri Shlakish. Asala Adam Lashamish Mitasai Bishnei Rabban. A person is not allowed to have Tashmish Amita during a hunger. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Uli Yosef Yulat Shnei Banim, Beterim Tavoi Shnasarab. The Torah goes out of its way to say that Yosef, who had two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, when were they born? Beterim Tavoi Shnasarab. Before the infamous hunger which led to Yaakov, Shivim Nefesh, going to Mitzrayim, and of course the whole history of the Jewish people. But the Torah says that Yosef had his children, Beterim Tovish Nasarav, which seemed to be Sfas Yisera. Why does the Torah have to say that? Because the Torah wants us to know that Dafka Terem Tovish Shnasarav was when Yosef was Meshamesh Bitasai. But once it was already the Shnasarav, at that point Yosef wasn't Meshamesh Bitasai. Tanu, we learned to the Brisa, Chasuche Bonim Meshamshem Mitoseim B'Shnei Ra'avin. Someone that doesn't have any children, so he's allowed to be Meshamesh Mitasai, even B'Shnei Ra'avin. So just two short ha'aras as it relates to this Gemara. Number one, Tosfos asks a famous kasha, and that is, Asala Adam Meshamesh Mitasai B'Shnei Ra'avin V'im Toima Frey Tosfos Haro Yecheved Nolda. Chazal say that there's a stirim psukim. On the one hand, b'shivim nefesh yardu aviseinu l'mitzrayim. But if you count, there's only 69. And Chazal said, Yocheved, who was the daughter of Levi, she was nolda ben hachayma. She was nolda literally as they were entering Mitzrayim. But the point is that you see Yocheved was born as Yaakov and his family are entering Mitzrayim. Now, if that's when Yocheved was born, when was Yocheved conceived? So if you go back 7 months or 9 months, it was during the hunger. Levi was Meshamesh Mitasai because the Bas Levi, Yocheved, was born ben hachayma. So Tosfos says a very big chiddush in the Gemara. V'yesh loymar, de l'kul really, this is not an iser. It's a midas chasidus. The Yosef loy shimesh. Yosef took on this chasidus. Avol shar bnei adam shimshu. And even the great Levi was Meshamesh Mitasai. So Tosfos says that even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Aser La'adam L'shamesh Mitasai, certainly sounds like it's an Iser, but says Tosfos it can't be. It wasn't a real Iser. All it was a Midas Chasidus. And what's interesting, says Tosfos, is this Midas Chasidus Yosef kept, but even Levi, who was Muvdol Mikol Achim, he is the patriarch of Shevet Levi, but even Levi himself wasn't Iser. What came to mind is we're discussing Tashmish Amita. Tashmish Amita is the mid of Yosef HaTzadik, this is Tugana Yisoytz, maybe this is a Chumra of Yosef HaTzadik in this Indian, I don't know. But either way, that's the first R. The second R is, the Braisa, the Gemara says, is Chasuche Bonim, Meshamshem Mitaisneim B'Shei Ra'avim. Someone that doesn't have children is allowed to be Meshamesh Mitasek, the Shagdesari, and Gvura Sari, and this is a major discussion in the Achrayinim, is, what's the definition of Chasuche Bonim? Does chasuche banim mean dafka someone that has no children? What if someone has children, but he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah pruvu? So we know it's machloikis b'sham b'sil, what the mitzvah pruvu is. Beis Hillel says, Zohar and a keva. Bishamai says you could be yoitza even with two scharim. What's Bishamai Zeraya? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, had no daughters. Moshe Rabbeinu was definitely mekayim the first mitzvah in Torah, Peru or Vu. Must be you could be mekayim the mitzvah even with two scharim. But what lahalach? We passing like Bisil. If someone has two scharim, or if someone has two nekevas, that lekuli alma, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah of Peru or Vu. Is that also considered chasuche banim? Or does chasuche banim mean someone that has no children at all? That's a very interesting discussion. Zok digmar tana rabban was mashi so. When the Yidden are Bitzar, Upirish Echon Mehem, and one person is Pirish from the Tzibur. So the Mishnah says, Al Tifresh Menat Tzibur. So this is someone that's being Pirish Menat Tzibur, but specifically, he's being Pirish Min HaTzibur at a time that the Tzibur is Bitzar. Bo in Shnei Malachi Asharis. Two Malachi Asharis come. Which Malachi Asharis? The ones, Shemelavin Loi La'adam, that escort a person. Ordinarily, we have a related raid bite on that. And they put their hands on the head of this person for Umrin, and they say, this person that was Pirish Menat Tzibur, a year of Nechama Tzibur, he should not merit to see the Nechama of the Tzibur. Tanya Idach, Bisman Shah Tzibur, Shari Bitzar, Tzibur, Bitzar, Al Yemer Adam, a person shouldn't say, Eilich Labesi, let me go to my house, for Eichel, I'll eat, Vesht, I'll drink, Vesholm Aleich Navshi, and my life is going to be good. Meaning, this is a time where the Tzibur is Bitzar, but this individual person has it good. So he's in a position where everything could be okay. Shouldn't do it. Vim Oisakain, and if he does, all of Akasav Omer, it's regarding him that the Navi Yishayah said, quote, Vihine Sasim Vesimcha Harag Bakar. So the punchline of the pasuk is kimacher namus, meaning the Navi was giving teichachet to the Yidden, and he said, tomorrow you're going to die. Came and he said a very scary prophecy. He said, tomorrow everyone's going to die. So what were the people's reactions? There were people, they said, if machar namus, today we have to do tshuva. Shuv yoy mechad, kaidem isascha. But there were other people that said, if tomorrow we die, what do you do today? You drink and be merry. Vihine sasoin, v'simcha, harig bakar, v'shachay tsoin, achol basa, v'shasoy yayin, achol v'shasoy. These are words of haflaga, of the partying that was going on. So, Maksiv Asrei, what does it say about this group of people? So the pasuk continues. This is the very next pasuk in Yeshaya. V'nigla ba'aznoi Hashem Tzvakos im yechuper oven hazelochem atamusun omer Hashem Tzvakos. You know what's going to happen to these people? They're all going to die. But says the Gemara, at kamidas beinim. Believe it or not, the people in that pasuk that we just described, who seem to have completely ignored the Navi, they're only beinim. There's worse. How so? Avol b'midas rishayim maksev bo. You know what it says regarding the rishayim, and this is also a pasuk in Yeshaya. Esoyu ekchayayin v'nispa asheicher. Let's go take wine, sheicher. V'hoye kizay yoy macher gadol yesemoy. And tomorrow it's going to be even a bigger party. What's the difference? What these people are saying is they don't even believe the Navi when the Navi says machar namas. The Beinoni accepts what the Navi said, machar namas. The question is, what are we going to do about it? So you can go and you could learn Torah, or what you can do is you can do what these people did. Sasain, Simcha, Harig Bakar, Shachar Tzayin. But at the end of the day, they accepted what the Navi said. And being that they accepted what the Navi said, they're only a Beinoni. But the ones that said, let's go and take wine and sheicher. That's worse. Maksiv Basrei, what does it say regarding them? Atzadik Avav Einish Tom Alev, Kimipnei Hara, Nesef Atzadik. The bottom line is, this is not all good. One thing you see from these psukim is the concept of Machar Namas. Someone knows that tomorrow he's going to die. What does that mean? That necessarily means that he's going to do the right thing? Lav Dafka. Drink and be merry for tomorrow you die. That was a slogan, I think, in the 50s, but regardless. But that's a very, very real thing as well. You know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos that if a person sees that his Yetzirah is getting the better of him, so he should learn Kriyas Shema. If that doesn't work, Yasik B'Toira. And if that doesn't work, Yaskel Yom Amisa. And the Balei Musa, the Mefarshim asked, and the Behudin, the Tzlach, I think, already asks the Kasha, but the Mefarshim all ask that if Yaskel Yom Amisa works, meaning if a person sees that he's overcome by the Yetzirah, so why you getting involved in things that maybe will work and maybe won't work? Krishma, learning Torah, just go straight to the punchline. Yaskilu Yayma Misa, person's going to remember, Oyvei, one day he's going to die, no one lives forever. That would be Ma'irim to do tshuva. But the Bali Musa say it's not true. Because Yaskilu Yayma Misa can result in this pasuk. Vinei sasen v'simcha harig baka v'shachit zayin. Drink and be merry for tomorrow you die. If a person learns Krishma, he's mekabel ol malchus shamayim. He understands Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. A person learns Torah, and through Torah, he's koine yiras shamayim. Then machar namus is going to get a person to be shuv yoy mechad kaidem yisrasch. But just knowing that tomorrow we die, to the contrary, that may inspire a person to chaperayin as much taiva as he possibly could. But the point of all this was is that a person, if the tzibur is betzar, should make sure he's mishtateh for the tzibur. Meaning, even if he's personally in a position where maybe he has it good, it doesn't matter. So much so, what did the Braisa say? Bizman shi Yisrael shruim b'tzar. Upirish echamehem, bo'en shnei malachi ashares, shemalavim lo'y la'odom, umanichim lo'y yedeyem al-roishoy, va'oimrin, ploy nizeh shepirish ben atzibur, al yireh ben acham atzibur. This person's not going to see the Necham HaTzibur. Elos, this is the flip side now, the next Gemara, Yitzayir Adam HaTzibur. A person should be Mitzayir Ben HaTzibur. Shkei Matzina Ben Moshe Rabbeinu. You find this by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shetzir Asim Ben HaTzibur. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshtat B'Sash. Remember, Yidei Moshe Kfeidim. Vayikru Evan V'yesimu Tachta V'yeshim V'alel. So the pasuk over there is discussing the Melchemes Amalek, which came up a few times recently. So they're fighting the war. V'chiyadav Shal Moshe Oisis Melchama. The Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah Chafei. But the bottom line is, Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his hands, and when he lifted his hands, the Gava Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu was standing with his hands up, but at some point it got hard. Videi Moshe kveidim. So the Olim came and they said, "Moshe, the Rebbe, we're going to bring you somewhere to sit." So Moshe Rabbeinu sits down where?
on an even. Vayikru even, they take a stone. Vayasimu tachta. Freak the Gemara, the obvious question. Loi hoyo loi lo Moshe kar achas, oi keses achas. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of all Rebbes. How is it possible that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting on a rock? They should have brought him a kisi yakovet. That's where he should be sitting. Elo kacha ma Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hoyo v'Yisrael shroim b'tzar. The Yidin are b'tzar. They're fighting a war. Afani eyeimo in b'tzar. I'm going to be b'tzar as well. V'chol mitzar atzmi min atzibur, says the Gemara. It's Messiah b'ki toiv. That if someone's mitzar atzmi min atzibur, zoiche v'roye b'necham atzibur. So someone that's perish v'n atzibur, al yira b'necham atzibur. But if someone is mitzar atzmi min atzibur, zoiche it's interesting. Chazal say, "Kol amisabel Yerushalayim zoicha v'roya b'simchasa." That's a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Tainis. But kol amisabel b'Yerushalayim, everybody knows that zoicha v'roya b'simchasa. But you see, it's not only Yerushalayim, but it's every single tzad. Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing Melchamas Amalek, these psukim over here in Yeshaya. Any single time the Yidden Ashari b'tzar. If someone is mishtatif with the tzara, the tzibur, that's this Gemara. Zoiche v'roya b'necham asibur. Says the Gemara. B'shem ha-yoymar, maybe a person's going to be thinking, me may it be. Who's going to know if I was mishtatif b'tzar or if I wasn't mishtatif b'tzar? Interesting question, right? I mean, you could ask this kash on everything. Me may it be. Who's going to say edus? At the end of the day, the tzibur is b'tzar. This person's going to go home. B'chadri chadarim, achal, v'shasai. Me may it be, says the Gemara, Avni Beisei Shaladam, V'koyrois Beisei Shaladam, Edenbar. You should know your house is going to say Eidos. The Avonim of your house, the stones of your house, the beams of your house. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ki Evan Mikir Tizak, the Evan from the wall is going to yell out, V'kapis Me'etzi Anenu, and the brick from the wood is going to call out. V'erib Shei La'amri, Shnei Malachi Asharis, Hamalavan Leil Adam Heim Eden Olam. The two Malachi Asharis that we mentioned a few lines ago, they're the ones that are going to say Eidos. Shenema, Ki Malachav Yitzavaloch. The Malachim are going to be Mitzava. They're going to tell what's going on. Rav Chitka said, Nishmasei Shal Adam Hi Me'ida Olam. A person's neshama is going to say Eidos. Shenema, Mishcheves Chekecha, Shmar Pischei Picha. The neshama is going to testify what this person did. V'yeshoimrim, and some say, Eivarev Shal Adam Me'idim Boy. The person's Eivarev. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem. I saw the Karen Oira here. On this Gemara, incidentally, the Keren Oira has a lot on Masechtas Tainis, just a very choshev sefer as it relates to Masechtas Tainis, underrated. Usually you think of the Keren Oira, so you think of Kochim, and you think of Yavamis, and some of the more intense sugyas, but there's a lot of Keren Oira right here on Masechtas Tainis, also on the Agadat Gemara. So the Keren Oira on this Gemara says, V'yesh Loimar, the Gemara said, four different sets of Edom that are going to testify about a person. Avnei Beisei Shaladam V'Koyreis Beisei Shaladam Shnei Malachi Asharis Hamelavin Loi La'adam Nishmasei Shaladam and Eivarev Shaladam. So he says, Yesh Loima, we say in Krishma that V'haftas Hashem Elokecha B'shiftecha B'veisecha U'vlechtecha V'aderech U'vishachbecha U'vkumecha. A Yid has to be Dovik B'avoydes Hashem during these four tkufos. B'shiftecha b'veisecha when you're home, uvelachtecha v'aderech when you're traveling, b'shachpecha when you go to sleep, uvkumecha when you get up. So says the Keren Oira, that when a person is home, and he doesn't do the right thing, or he does do the right thing, who's going to say Eidos Avnei Beisai? That's the pasuk that the Gemara says, Ki Evan Mikir Tizak. That's when you're b'shiftecha b'veisecha. But what about when you're not home? What about when you're v'lechtecha v'aderech? Shnei Malachi Asharis, Hamelavin Loi La'adam. The two Malachi Asharis that escort a person when he's not home, they're going to say Eidos. What about when you go to sleep? You go to sleep. Nishmasei Shal Adam Hi Me'ida Olam. When a person goes to sleep, his neshama goes up to Shamayim. Elokai neshama shenasatabi. Every single morning we say that. The neshama goes up to Shamayim and the neshama says, Eidos, it's made on this person. And then he says, Uf Kumecha. When you wake up, when your alarm goes off, and you're debating, should I get out of bed? Should I not get out of bed? And then you're Eivarim. Your body wants you to stay in bed. And you have this Mochemes Ayetzer. Eivarim Shal Adam Me'idim Bay. The guf, the Eivarim of the person is going to be made whether or not this person got out of bed. And Uf Kumecha. Hata Uf Kishtanavi Ayid. Other Nisht. Either way, Zok de Gemara Vayt. The Kael Emunah. The Ein Ovel, Tzadik V'Yosharu, a pasuk in Parshas Hazino, describes the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just, he's an honest judge. Keil Emuna, the Ein Ovel, Tzadik V'Yosharu. Zok to Gemara, what does this mean? Keil Emuna, K'shem Shinefram and Arsham Leilam Abba. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a Rasha in Oilam Abba, Afilo Aveler Kala, every Aveler Kala, every little Aver that a Rasha does, he's going to be punished for in the next world.
kach nefron min atzadikim b'ilum azeh, afilu alaveir kalosh oisen. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes a tzadik also for every aveir kala, but on this world. Meaning, the tzadik and the rasha are both going to be punished for everything. Every aveir kala. The difference is the rasha will be punished in the next world, and the tzaddik is going to be punished on this world. What does it mean? Just like the tzaddik is going to be rewarded for every mitzvah that he does, even a mitzvah kala in the next world. So too, the rasha is going to be rewarded for every mitzvah kala that he does on this world. So again, a person is punished for every aveir kala. Doesn't matter who you are, tzaddik or rasha, and you're going to get schar for every mitzvah kala. Doesn't matter who you are, whether you're a tzaddik or a rasha. The difference is the rasha gets punished in the next world, gets rewarded in this world. The tzaddik is going to be rewarded in the next world. He's going to be punished on this world. It sounds like it's better for a person to get oynish in this world and to get schar in the next world. And the truth is, of course it is. Because Chazal say that yafa kairas ruach ba'olam haba, Mikol hanois olam haza. So in terms of schar, the schar that a person can get in olam haba, it greatly outweighs any schar that a person can get for what he does in olam haba, in olam haza. And the flip side is true as well. The Ramban, in his Pirush on Iyuv, he famously says that one rega in Gehenim is worse than all the Yisurei Iyuv. The point is that Olam Haba is a much more sensitive place as it relates to Schar Va'Oinish. So a person is better having some Oinshim in this world, but at the same time, you want to get your Schar in the next world. And that's Kela Muna Ve'ein Avel, that when it comes to Schar Va'Oinish, it's done in such a way that the Tzaddik is punished in this world, rewarded in the next world. The Rasha is rewarded in this world, and he's punished in the next world. And this, of course, explains the concept of tzaddik v'raloi and rasha v'toivloi, but that's really a whole different shmuz. But says the Gemara, continuing on this note, so keil emuna ve'einav tzaddik v'yasha. What does that mean? B'shas p'tirasa shel adam, when a person dies, lebeis ha'olamai, and he goes to his world, he goes to olam haba, kol ma'asav niftar l'fanav, everything that the person did comes in front of him. Va'omrim loy, and they say kach v'kach asisa b'makom ployni b'yoyim ployni. This is what you did in that place on this day. And he says, hey, yes. And then they tell him, please sign here, John Hancock. Meaning you have to sign to show that you approve and that everything here is okay. And the person's going to sign. Not just that. The person is going to be matzdik es hadin. So when a person dies, the melavin, people at the levaya, they say tzidu kadin. Right? We're matzdik that even though a person died, baruch dayinu emes, and there's a longer version of it that we say in a beis achayim lo yoleinu. But the nesham himself is matzdik din. He's matzdik the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he tells bezdin shal mailo, yofa dantuni, everything you judge is fear, l'kayim hashenem, l'man titztak, bidvarech, amra shmul. Shmul said, it's a jumping me'inyan le'inyan. Ha'kolayoshin b'tayinis nikra chayte. Any person that fasts, it's called a chayte. Somebody takes upon a fast. He wants the fast. It's part of his Darkei Hatshuva for a schus. We're learning Masechtas Tainis. We're going to get into the value of a Tainis. Snes Shmuel stating that Kol Ayoshe B'Tainis Nikro Choyti Savak Yai Tana. Because he holds like the following Tanya. We're learning to the Bryce. Rebbe Loza Kapi B'Rebbe Yoymer. Rebbe Loza Kapi B'Rebbe said, what does B'Rebbe mean? So B'Rebbe was a term that was used once upon a time to describe the Gadol Adar. So today you would say Rashke Bahag, Chacham, Rebbe. Once upon a time there was a term called B'Rebbe. So Rebbe Lozer HaKapar B'Rebbe said, "Ma Talmud Loimer v'chiper olav me'ashachata ala nefesh." So the pasuk is talking about the nazir, and the pasuk describes the nazir as a chayte. V'chiper is a nefesh chatazeh. What did nazir do? Right. So we know what the nazir is. Nazir is someone that says a rainy nazir. How long? Stam nazir is 30 days, but you can pick and choose. You can decide to be a nazir for 42, and you can do whatever you want. Right. It's really up to you. You can customize your naziris, but a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. A nazir has to let his hair grow. A nazir is not allowed to even eat grapes. A nazir is not allowed to walk into a base. Like, there's a few things that a nazir has to observe. So the Gemara says, what did nazir do so wrong? Elo said, Rabbi Loza Kapa Berebi Shetzir Atzim Minayai. You know what he did? He said he's not going to drink wine. And wine is one of the taivos that are permitted. It's something that's okay. So said, Rabbi Loza said, Shmuel, Valo Yidvarim Kalvachim. Umazesh Loitzir Atzim Elam Minayai. It's called a chayte. Why?
Because he was mitzayir himself from one pleasure, from wine. And mitzayir atzmo mikol davar lachas kama v'kama. Someone that's mitzayir himself from everything, certainly he shouldn't be considered a chayte. So Shmuel said, kol hayoshev b'tainus nikra chayte. How do I know that? I know it from a kal v'chaymer. One of the yud gimel midrash ha-toyer in the drashas pem. Kal v'chaymer from what? Kal v'chaymer from a nazir. Madach a nazir was mitzayir atzmo from wine is called a chayte. If someone was mitzayir himself from everything, certainly he's going to be considered a chayte. Rabbi Lazar said nikra kaddish. No, someone that fasts is called a kaddish. Shenema. The Nazar, same exact makor. Kaddish ye gadol per esar roishay. You see that he's called a kaddish, and again he made a kavuchim. Mazesh loitzia hatzme elam adaver echad nikra kaddish. Madach the Nazar, who was mitzayir himself from one thing, wine. He's called a kaddish. Hamitzayir hatzme mikol davar alachas kama v'kama. If someone's mitzayir himself from everything, certainly he's going to be considered a kaddish. So we have a machloikish Shmuel and Rabbi Lazar, literally taking diametric. Opposite positions. Shmuel holds kol yoyshe b'tainis is a chayte. Rabbi Lazar says your yoyshe b'tainis, you're a kaddish. You're the biggest oved Hashem shaykh. According to Shmuel Mamish, it's an inyan of rishis. You have to do tshuva. You have to be yoyshe b'tainis l'tainisa. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's mamish gevald. You're mamish. You're the most holy person in the world. Shmuel says, you know I know I'm right. Nazir. Rabbi Lazar, you know I know I'm right. Nazir. Shmuel said, I know I'm right because the Nazir is called a chayte. How do you know Nazir is called a chayte? It says in the Torah that he's a chayte. By the way, he brings a carbon chatas. So you see the Nazir is a chayte. Why is he a chayte? Because he was mitzayir atzma min ayayin. Nu kavu chayim. Mitzayir atzma min ayayin. You're called a chayte. Mitzayir atzma called avar. Achaz kamer v'kamer. Rabbi Lazar says, I also, it's so funny, coincidentally, I also learned it from a Nazir. A Nazir is called a kaddish. Kaddish yir, gadol pera. Why is he a kaddish? Oh, like I'm saying, because he was mitzayir atzma min ayayin. Is the chaloy dvarim kavu chayim. He madach the Nazir who was only mitzayir atzma from one thing. Someone's mitzayir himself from everything. Allah has kama v'kama. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? And more specifically, how could Shmuel say he's a chayte, the Nazir? The Torah calls him a kaddish. How could Rabbi Lazar say he's a kaddish? The Torah calls him a chayte. So says the Gemara, l'shmuel ha'ikra kaddish. Shmuel, Rabbi Lazar's right. You find the Nazir's called a kaddish. The Gemara says, ahu agidol perakoy. What does the Pasuk say? Kaddish ye gadol peras arosh. His here is kaddish. His here is kedusha. Can have hana from his here. The here has kedusha. The person's not kaddish. The person's here is kaddish. Ulu Rabbi Lazar nikra chayte. Right, the Gemara coined Rabbi Lazar. He's called a chayte. How can you say he's a kaddish? Ahu desav nafshe. Now that pasuk is talking about a nazir that became tamei. A nazir is not allowed to be metame himself to a mace, like a kohen and a kohen gadol. A nazir is not allowed to be metame atzmei to a mace. So if a nazir is metame himself to a mace, that's not okay. And as a result, he's called a chayte. Either way, says the Gemara, a machloik is whether fundamentally the nazir is a kaddish or the nazir is a chayte. Nafgamina. Didn't Rabbi Lazar in fact say that Kalayesh B'tainis is called a Kaddish? Rabbi Lazar said, Loidam Yamad Adam Atzmai. A person should always assess himself. You should treat himself as if his intestines are holy. You should think of your Mayav, your Beten, as being a Dover Shal Kedusha. What's the makar to this? Shenema Bikir Becha Kaddish V'loi Avoy Be'ir. But what was the point that he was trying to make? The point he was trying to make was, if you treat your stomach as being kaddish, you would take care of it. Number one. Number two, you wouldn't deprive it. Rashi says, you're not allowed to be makrishit. This is not something that you're allowed to do. So how could Rabbi Lazar say, kol yoyshe b'tainis nikra kaddish? Rabbi Lazar is the one that said, that bikir b'cha kaddish. And if you're going to go ahead and you're not going to eat, you're depriving your stomach. So he says, like Kasha, you have to say, hadamatzi litzu'urei nafshi, hadaloi matzi litzu'urei nafshi. If you can handle it, then it's okay. If you can't handle it, that's when it's already a problem. Meaning, you're right. If you're torturing yourself, then it's not fine. If you're matzim mitzar nafshoy, then there's a value to it, and it's going to be okay. Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Lakish said, if someone is yoyshev b'tainis, you're not a chayte, you're not a kaddish, you're a chassid. Nikra chassid shenem, but the pasuk says, goymel nafshoy ish chassid. If someone's goymel nafshoy, he weans himself, he holds back from things, he's called a chassid. V'eicher shne'er, Amar Rav Sheish says, hay bar be'rav, diyasa b'tainisa, a bar be'rav that fasts, leichel kalbo l'sheiruse. He might as well have had a dog eat his meal. What was Rav Sheish trying to say? Rav Sheish was saying, a person fasts, comes from a place of Kedusha. I don't want to eat. It's gewaldig. What if a person fasts, not because of a place of Kedusha, but because a dog, Poshit, ate his meal? So you wouldn't be so impressed. This person maybe prepared a very nice meal, but at the same time, he couldn't eat. So Rav Sheisha said, a bar be'rav that fasts, That's what you're the equivalent to. Meaning, you're mamish like the person whose food was eaten. There's no value in the fact that you're fasting. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Ein tainas tzibur bebavel. There's no tainas tzibur in bavel. Now, what does that mean? There's no tainas tzibur in bavel. It means we're not so machmer when it comes to tainas tzibur in bavel. Ela tisha bav bovah. With the exception of tishra. Yirmiyah bar Abba. Amar Rishlokish. Ein tamachachem rashoi leish betainas. A tamachachem is not allowed to fast. Mnei shemayim b'malach shemayim. Because this is something that's going to affect his meleches shomayim. So you see this idea, machloikis Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar. This is a very fundamental debate. Is a person supposed to go out of his way to make himself uncomfortable as part of his avodas Hashem, kalayosha b'tainis nikra kaddish, or to the contrary, that's not okay. A person has to be strong. A person has to be healthy. And kalayosha b'tainis is nikra chayte, machloikis Shmuel and Rabbi Elazar. Another thing that you see in the Gemara is that there is an idea that a Talmud Chacham, who you would think he's more chashev, he's held to a greater standard, so maybe the Talmud Chacham faker, he should go out of his way to be Yoshev B'tainis. But at the flip side, you see, not that way. Amar Reish Lakish ain't Talmud Chacham Rashoi Leishev B'tainis. And this is the same Reish Lakish that said four lines earlier, Kala Yoshev B'tainis Nikra Chassid. So you see from here that a Talmud Chacham is considered different. This is something that definitely warrants a little bit more iyun. Metz Hashem, we'll get back to this in the coming days. Sok to Gemara. Oichlin v'shoysin me'sheicha sheicha v'chulu. Amar Rav Ze'era, Amar Ravun. Rav Ze'era said in the name of Ravun, Yochach, keep it all of Tainas. So Mesachtes Tainas has a lot of agadata, and it gets interrupted every now and again with a little bit of a Dvar Halacha. So this is, we have a few lines of Dvar Halacha. So Rav Ze'era said in the name of Ravun, Yochach, keep it all of Tainas. A Yochach that was Mekabal Tainas. Afilo Ocha v'shasa kol ha'layla. Even if he ate and drank the whole night, Lamacha, when he wakes up in the morning, say Tfilas Tainas, also known as Tfilas Anenu. So a person that was Makabel Tainas, he ate the whole night. Usually the night before Tainas, he eat more. So he ate the whole night, literally. He was Achal V'shasa Kol HaLayla. Now he wakes up in the morning, Shachris, maybe even, you say Tfilas Anenu. What's the reason? You ate the whole night. Teretz says Tainas doesn't start until the morning. Tainus doesn't start at night. Tisha B'Av, the Tainus starts at night. Yom Kippur, Me'erev Aderev, Tishbuch Shua Shabbatchem. But ordinarily, Tainus starts in the morning. So Tainus starts in the morning. The fact you ate at night is not going to be an issue. Okay, Lom B'Tanisoy. What happens if a person fasted? You fasted the whole day. Then the Tainus was over and you're not so hungry. Or you are so hungry, but you want to give more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you decide that you're going to extend your Tainus a little bit. Now, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, it's a little megumgim. I am berishayim. There were different gersoyos here. But it sounds like you took upon yourself to fast a little bit into the night. Meaning, the fast is over 8:17. You're going to go until 10:17. You could push it a little bit. Then what happened was you fell asleep. You were lombet tanisai. Push it. You wake up in the morning, it's time to daven shachris. Now my question is, should I say anenu? Then you don't say anenu. So if you ate the whole night of the tainus, you woke up in the morning, so your mom is, you woke up on a full stomach. Sounds like you didn't even go to sleep. You pasha went right to shachris from the Zuda. So that person, you're going to say anenu. If, however, you're fasting already 36 hours or whatever the cheshman is, so this person, then the halacha is, you're going to not say Tfilas Anenu. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said, Maikasav Rav Huna. What's Pshan of Rav Huna? Meaning, we understand the first part of Rav Huna, the Reish of Rav Huna, that's very understandable. But what's Pshan of the second part of Rav Huna? Why this person who extended his tainus a little bit, he's still fasting, so why shouldn't you say Anenu in the morning? So Rav Yosef said, I have two tzadim in what Rav Huna held. Svirale ein misanin l'shoiz. Is it because Rav Huna holds ein misanin l'shoiz? What does that mean? This person was mekabel tainus into the next day. Meaning his tainus was for Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Besides, he fasted Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Monday night, he can go a little bit further. So he said, I'm going to fast a few hours into Tuesday. That Kabbalah's tainus was a Kabbalah's tainus l'shai. So he had in mind to fast only until 10:17, we said. Then he fell asleep and he ended up fasting until the morning. But being that his Kabbalah's tainus originally was only for a few hours, so it comes out it was only a Kabbalah's tainus for shois.
Maybe tainus shoyus is not kind tainus. If it's not a tainus, you don't say aneinu. You say aneinu when you're fasting. There's a difference between fasting and I just haven't eaten yet today. So the fact that you are mekabel tainus only l'shoyus, again, I ain't Rashi and so on. But the fact that you only mekabel tainus l'shoyus is not a tainus. If it's not a tainus, therefore you don't say aneinu. Oid almost said Rabbi Yosef, maybe misana l'shoyus. Maybe really Rav Huna holds you, there is something called tainus shoyus. However, ha misana l'shoyus, ain't a misbal, tefilas tainus. He holds misana l'shoyus, doesn't say tefilas aneinu. What's the nafgamina? Oh, there's a major nafgamina. Is there something called a tainus shoyus? Rabbi Yosef wasn't sure how to understand Rav Huna. Does Rav Huna hold there's no such thing as tainus shoyus? Or he holds there is such a thing as tainus shoyus, but there's no aneinu by tainus shoyus. So who said this? Rav Yosef. Abayah. So if there's Rav Yosef, there's Abayah. So Abayah told Rav Yosef, he said, Rebbe, you clear two tzadim in your chakira, you chab adrit tzad. Loivim kasav Rav Huna mesana l'shoyus. I think Rav Huna holds mesana l'shoyus. There is something called tainus shoyus. I also hold Rav Huna holds mesana l'shoyus mespal tfilas tainus. That if someone's mesana l'shoyus, there is tfilas tainus. For shani hach, here it's different. The ikka shoyus, the laila, like kabbalah meikara. Here it's different because this person maybe was never really mekabel tainus shoyus. Meaning, all he did was, he just extended out his tainus a little bit. But there was no real kabbalah of tainus shoyus. We're going to learn that a kabbalah's tainus has a whole shulchan aruch. You have to do it during mincha, shmein esrei, the whole halacha of hanging mekabel tainus. So it could be, had he done a proper kabbalah's tainus, it would have been a tainus, and he would have even said aneinu. But hacha b'mayaskina, where he was lon betanisoi, doesn't sound like he followed the steps of how you're supposed to be mekabel tainus. He had fasted. He said, I'll push it off a little bit. Whatever. It's not a hilchas tainus. And being that it's not a hilchas tainus, therefore it's pashit, you wouldn't say tefilas aneinu. But la'olam tainus shoyus maybe really is a tainus. Not that, not just that, but it could be you would even say tefilas aneinu. Zok to Gemara, one anecdote on this note. Mar ukfa iklo leginzak. Mar ukfa once came to Ginzak. And the olam heard that Mar ukfa is in Ginzak. Mar ukfa was the resh gelusa at the time that Rav and Shmuel lived in Bavel. So he's literally the Mara, the Asra of Bavel. So he arrives in Ginzak, and the Olam came, they started asking him questions. Bo, mine, they asked him, Mesana l'shoyis, hey, Mesana l'shoyis. Is there something called a tainus shoyis? Could someone be makabel tainus for a few hours? Like, Habibi Yodi, he didn't know. Then they asked him, Kan kanim shal nachrin, asurim oy mutarim. So Rashi says, this is referring to earthenware kalim. In fact, Rashi seems to have had the girsur, Kan kanim shal cheres. And they would steer, they stored wine in it. The question is a Yid allowed to use this, or is he not allowed to use it? Because of kashrus, Ruvus reasons. He didn't know. And then he said, when Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah in the Mishkan during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim, what kind of clothing did he wear? So what's the background to this? Number one, we know that when the Mishkan was fully erect, it was really, for the first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that did the Avodah in the Mishkan. Aharon HaKohen entered Vayhi B'Yom HaShmini on the 8th day. What happened during the previous 7 days? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol. Was Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen? Was he a Kohen Gadol? Was he not? Gemara Masechta Zvachim, that's a whole shmooze. But the bottom line is, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that did it. Now we know that when a Kohen did the Avodah, he had a weird big day kuna. Kohen headed were Dal Begadim, Kohen Gadol were Shmoyne Begadim. Yom Kippur, when he went Lefnai V'Lefnim, he wore the big day lavan. But there was a whole setup of what kind of begadim he was supposed to wear. So here's the question. They asked Mar Ukfa, they wanted to know when Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah in the Mishkan during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim, what type of begadim did he wear? And again, Lehavabiyah. So they asked him three questions. Tainus shoyis, ain't tainus shoyis. That's halacha lemaisa. Kan kanim shal nachrim, where they store wine, these earthenware kelim, could use it or not? That's also halacha lemaisa. And what clothing did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Shivas Yimei Amaluim? That sounds like it's not so halacha lemaisa. But these were the three questions. So the Gemara says he didn't know. Marukfa didn't know. Lehavabiyah. Azav shal bei midrasha. So he went to Beis Medrash and he told the Olam, I was asked three questions. I don't know the answer. I need them to help me out. I want to give them a tshuva. Amalei, they told him. Hilchas mesana l'shoyis. The halach is, yes, tainus shoyis, umespalin tfilas tainus. And not just that, if someone's mesana l'shoyis, you say aneinu. The hilchas of the halach is, kan kanim shal nachrim, la'ach ha'shnei masa chodesh mutarim. You have to wait 12 months. After 12 months, you can use it. Mamesh shimesh moshe, kol yimesh zayin amaluim. You want to know what Moshe Rabbeinu wore during the shivis yimei amaluim? B'chaluk lavan. He wore a white chaluk. White beged. Rav Kahana Masni, Rav Kahana added to that the cholok glovam she'ein lo imra. It was a cholok glovam that had no hem on the bottom. So why couldn't there be a hem? So the last line in Rashi, kadesh lo yichashdu shema ba'oise safa hoitzi mo'is ha'kodesh. So nobody should be choshed him that maybe he was stealing money, mishum shenemar v'yisim nekiyim me'ashemu mi'yisrael. As Hashem will have a related rate bite on that line in Rashi as well.